Part of the reason that we can have some positivity or some positive feelings here today, and really all these days, is because of businesses and communities coming together to do really cool things. And Caval is one of them. You may know them as a maker of gin or other things that they do, but now they're changing up their production a little bit. And here to break it all down is Sonnet Birdnecker Hart. First of all, Sonnet, am I getting all of these names correct?
Yes, you're doing a great job.
All right, I've done the first part of the interview correct. All right, so tell us about, you guys make whiskey, you make gin. I think I've had at least some of both of those things at some point here in the last couple of years. Now you're making hand sanitizer. Walk us through how this came about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, we have a lot of friends and family that are on the front lines. People, my team members have friends and family that are on the front lines. And we started hearing from many directions that, you know, nurses, doctors, people working in nursing homes, people who were police officers, firefighters, they did not have hand sanitizer. And we started talking amongst ourselves. And originally there was a huge impediment to being able to do it because we only had a license to manufacture alcohol for consumption. Luckily, the TTB lifted those restrictions on all distilleries in the United States. And so now we are allowed to make alcohol also for other things, specifically hand sanitizer, because there's such a great need. So that's really how it happened. We heard a call, and we wanted to answer it.
So are you stopping like a certain, forgive me, I do not know. I've brewed beer before, really basic stuff. Has it changed your entire operation? Is it like one line of one still is changed? How does it actually affect what's happening where you do your work?
It affects absolutely everything. So at first we thought that maybe we'd be able to do a little bit of both, but we have received hundreds of requests from hospitals, large and small, medical centers, you know, precincts, firehouses, not just in Illinois even. I mean, we've had requests from New Jersey, Maryland, Washington State, and they keep coming in, and this is only since we've just made this public today. And it's we want to do whatever we can. So we've completely switched everything over to making hand sanitizer. So all of our, you know, grain that's organic and kosher comes, you know, that normally goes into a very high quality whiskey or gin is now going to go into much, much needed hand sanitizer.
How long is the process to make hand sanitizer versus to make whiskey or gin?
Well, it's similar to, I guess, gin in that once we have the high-proof alcohol off the still, we can immediately process it and sort of make it right away. Whiskey obviously has an aging process. So this is something that we're trying to turn around really quickly. And so the main focus now is on getting as much high-proof alcohol out of our stills as we can and adding the other ingredients as per the World Health Organization's recipes. And then getting it out the door.
How have your workers responded to this?
They all want to help. I mean, we have a GoFundMe campaign because we're trying to get this out to people, on the front lines without charging them as much as we possibly can. And so we, you know, so many people that are part of my team and their families and everybody's just pitched in. We've also had community members want to pitch in however they can, local businesses, even Choose Chicago, everybody's coming together to try and help this effort to provide logistics, drivers, whatever we need to get it out. I mean, we have about over 50 nursing homes that say they desperately need it.
Have you heard of any other distilleries doing this? Do you think that they'll be inspired by what you're doing? Have you talked to anyone thinking about it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is war. And I feel that in situations like this, people rise to the occasion. And there are distilleries all across the United States that I think are converting their production over to make hand sanitizers for their communities.
Son, I don't know much of a history buff you are, but this reminds me entirely in different ways, but to the idea of what happened in World War II when you have car manufacturers from churning out hundreds of thousands of cars a year to the 4 years of the war churning out about two dozen total cars. Instead, hundreds of thousands of tanks and airplanes and ships, using the skills that they had to change it for wartime efforts. I mean, I know this is a smaller scale, but do you kind of view it that way?
You know, yes, I absolutely do. And it's kind of interesting because my great-grandfather, in part who we named Koval after, he came to America and started a battery company. And this was right around the war and had to change it all over to making batteries for the U.S. military. So, you know, I feel like we need to be making hand sanitizer for everybody on the front lines here because, you know, this war has come to us.
So when someone says we need this and you take down their number, and I know you have a phone number or their website, was it 312-878-7988?
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's probably a lot of people that are calling. How quickly can you turn it around? Like if someone calls, you know, when are you going to be able to fulfill that order?
You know, we're trying to fulfill as many as we possibly can this coming week. So,
it's that quick.
Were just overwhelmed by how many people were reaching out.
That surprised me. The only thing I've ever done at home was brewing beer, and that took a month. So it is that quick to turn that around.
Once we have all of the ingredients, we've ordered even more. There are certain ingredients that we didn't have on hand. We don't usually keep hydrogen peroxide around.
Right.
Once we have all those things, we're going to be able to start cranking this out pretty quickly and getting it out to those in need. I mean, a lot of times you don't even think of people that need them. You know, we think of healthcare professionals, obviously, as being individuals that need this. But, you know, also you think of police officers. We heard from many police officers who said, you know, they're in the field all the time and they can't always get to a sink with soap after they've come in contact with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they really need this. And there are so many other people that are on the front lines that really need this.
You know, I can usually smell a PR stunt from a mile away and I don't get a whiff of it. It sounds like you guys are really passionate about this. You're changing your whole operation in an effort to help out. And I love the idea of having people help you guys out just so you can deliver these things for as much as possible without cost to people.
Yeah, well, we have no interest in making profits off of this. You know, we're already in a very difficult situation in which, you know, I have a humongous sales team and there's no sales to be done. And so we've converted everybody over just to, you know, thanking people for everything that they've done for the last 12 years and helping us be where we are. And we just feel very blessed and lucky to be in a position to make a difference at this very, very difficult time for people and to keep my team running and to keep us making things that are going to help our community.
Where are you guys located at? How can people find out more information about you and how to help?
They can find out on our website, www.kovaldistillery.com. We also have all sorts of information on our Facebook page, which is Koval Distillery, and they can reach out, they can send requests, and we will do our best to answer them all.
And you didn't ask for this at all, but if I wanted to find a bottle of your whiskey, where's my best bet to find that?
You can find it all over Chicago. Many great retailers. You can probably even find it online.
And she didn't push that at all. That's just my own curiosity for that. And I want to give Block Club Chicago, my good friends over there, they wrote a great article. Alex Hernandez is an incredible reporter, and you had a chance to chat with him, and that's sort of what led us to your story. Good luck. I feel inspired today. Thanks, Sonnet.
Thank you. There's so many people helping. We'll be inspired every day.
Hey, keep us posted, okay?
Sure.
All right, great stuff. That's really cool.